It's time now to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, I think this week you're going to be looking at a poet, is that right?
Yes, we're going to turn from bad boys to poets this week and look at the poet John Clare, who has an Essex connection with High Beech near Loughton. Mm-hmm. John Clare wasn't born in Essex, he was born near Peterborough in a small village, had a pretty hard life, son of a poor farm labourer. He was a farm labourer himself for many years, writing poetry at the same time. Somehow he managed to get a little bit of education from the village school, and married, had a large family, struggled for many years to make enough money to keep his family, and suffered terribly from bouts of ill health and depression. Mm. But in spite of that, he was still writing. And when he fell really ill, one of his patrons decided that he could benefit from a stay at a rest home come asylum in High Beech. And that's where he was sent. He stayed there for about 4 years and was doing very well, was recovering his health both mentally and physically, but decided he wanted to leave and set out from High Beech to walk the 90-odd miles back to Peterborough.
Good heavens above.
Quite an undertaking, but he got there somehow.
Shouldn't think
another.
It did him an awful lot of good.
Yeah, I should think he needed a new pair of shoes when he got
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
But sadly, things deteriorated. Mm. And although his patron paid for him to go into another, more local asylum, sadly, it didn't really work. And he died some years afterwards.
What sort of age was he when he died?
He was 70 when mm-hmm. he died, which was a pretty good age for those times.
Yes.
But a sad life and a sad story. The good news is that his poetry is much loved today, and many people have discovered it for the first time and are really enjoying reading his work. So there is a good ending, if you
like. As a matter of interest, did he do much of his poetry writing while he was in the asylums?
He did some of it, we believe, yes. A lot of it he did before he ever came to High Beech.
Fair enough. Okay, thanks very much indeed. So, what's your topic for next week?
Next week is Queen Victoria's visit to Epping Forest.
Oh, right. Thank you very much.